The world is asking us to move along, to love one another. And so here we are, all across the nation, and Spiritually Speaking with Sarah, doing just that, answering your questions, inspiring you to dig down deep, find that connection to the divine, and make a difference in your life and the lives of others. We're going to connect with our friend Stacy Holler from Destiny and the Stars, because she's got some important information for us in this second and a half hour? Well, anyway, the second half of the show. She's going to be sharing what the planets are up to. And then if you're on hold, know that we're going to continue to take calls. If you haven't been able to get through yet, don't worry. You've got plenty of time to get through. Just hold your finger on speed dial, but don't dial yet, because we've got to hear from Stacy first. Write down the number, 866-972-7247, all across the nation. And we've got to go to Stacy and see what Stacy and Destiny and the Stars has to say about what the stars and the planets have for all of us here in the month of May. Stacy, welcome back. Good to have you.
So happy to be here. And as you've noted, Sarah, here on the first.
Here on the first. I know. I'm like, yay, thank God. We got all the info right up front for the beginning of the month. We're not going to get caught off guard. I'm loving this.
Yeah, I was excited too, because we do want to be ready. We got a couple of things going on, so it'll give us a little time to kind of buckle up and navigate through the month, because we got a lot of Taurus energy going on.
Yes,
I'm
and
sure
it's happy
everybody's
birthday
feeling
to Taurus,
that
right?
Money, finance, material, slow-moving energies, right?
Everything's about
so
that.
So we got to
right
take
now
a look at.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's all about the money and the what we have to do and what we need and what we have to get done. I mean, everyone sitting across from me is asking questions about their money. They're asking questions about their home life, their foundation. They're asking questions about whether they should move, where should they go. And so what? How do we handle all this energy, Stacy? Do tell us.
Well, let's take a look at a couple of things. One of the first things we want to really note is an event tomorrow. And as you noted earlier, it's kind of ending our little stream of not having any retrograding planets. So now, starting tomorrow, Pluto does go retrograde in Aquarius. And for the rest of the year, some area in the energies are going to be retrograde. But Pluto, we want to pay attention to. It's a very powerful, transformative energy. One of the slowest moving planets that really works on evolutionary transformation. So we're going to take a look at where that's hitting us in our charts, because it's going to shine a light on what we need addressing in our transition. So maybe some of the questions people are asking, Sarah, are going to reflect some of this. And it is a time to look at what needs to be addressed and what's been lurking in our own shadow. So we'll look at that. And then we always look at the new moon, and that's going to be in Taurus on the 7th. So we want to look at where we need to plan and where we want to envision a new cycle starting for us. And then the full moon in Sag on the 23rd. You know, Sag is always a fun sign. It's the don't fence me in sign. So we'll take a look at what's happening there. And the only other thing I want to highlight a little bit is on the 18th, there's an event where the Sun and Jupiter align. And many astrologers look at that as the day of miracles, and it is happening in Taurus. So on that day, it could trigger some big starts and new things and what's been calling you, especially when it comes to the material world. So the 18th could be an exciting day for a lot of folks, but I think even by the theme of your show tonight, Sarah, it is about a reflection. You know, periodically we have to stop and rethink before we move forward, right?
Correct.
Lady, well, should we take a look at where we need to focus on?
We should. We should. There's so much coming up. I'm just so anxious to hear what we're going to do in this month of May and how we can best take advantage of the look back, the movement forward in the areas of life that we want, but also how we can all transform our lives, because we've been all asking for some type of change or transformation since 2020. So it's important that we get that change and for some of us, I know it's been since 2012 that we've been looking for a transformational time. So how can we do that, and how does that impact our signs, Stacy? Do tell us.
Yeah, and let's take a look. And to what you're speaking to, Sarah, that's why we want to take a look at where Pluto is retrograding, because Pluto is telling us this is an area we need to really take a look at and transform. So let's dive in. And of course, as always, pay attention to your sun sign and your rising sign, because many folks, their rising sign resonates even more for them. So we'll start with Aries, of course. Now, Aries, your new moon is in your second house of money. So for you, on top of all the Taurus energy, your new moon is going to set off a six-month cycle. So look at new ways for you to make money, or new investments, or redo your budget. Now, Pluto for you is going retrograde in your 11th house. So that not only is friends, relationships, teamwork, it's your goals and your dreams. So Pluto is making you take a look at, who are your real friends? Are they aligning with who you are in that area of your life? And your full moon is in your ninth house. That's travel and publishing. So that may trigger a sudden trip for you, or maybe inspiration to study something new, or what were you thinking about 6 months ago that will come to a culmination now. Now, Taurus, it's happy birthday. Your new moon, of course, is in your first house. It's your new year, so it's time for you to put yourself out there and get going with your new projects and things you want to start to generate. And for you, Taurus, Pluto is looking at your career house, so it really is time for you to see, are you aligned with where you're supposed to be? What are your true goals? What's happening in your career that you need to make changes? Now, for everybody, the 10th house also could mean relationships with males in your life and your father. So that might make you take a look at that relationship as well. The full moon is in your 8th house. Intimate relationships. Are you ready to take the next step? Maybe you'll decide you're not making the next step, and some big decisions might come around that day with shared resources and investments or a legal matter. Now, Gemini, your new moon, that's in your 12th house. That's the house of endings and karma, and what needs healing. So it starts a cycle for you of clearing, for you to figure out truly what you need and what you don't need on a very deep spiritual level. Now, your Pluto retrograding is in your 9th house, and that's your whole belief system and your philosophy. And you'll need to explore and rethink your views of the world and how you perceive you and how you interface with the world out there. And the full moon for you is in your 7th house of committed relationships. Now, that could be business or marriage. So this full moon might trigger decisions, either marriage or not marriage, or new business relationship, or a new teamwork project moving forward. So you might have to make some decisions. Now, Cancer, the new moon for you is in your 11th house. Goals, dreams, friends, maybe you'll need to join a new group. What new projects might you collaborate with over the next 6 months? And your Pluto retrograde is in your 8th house. That's your very deep, intimate relationship. So you need to take a look at those relationships for you, what's working, what needs changing, what do you really need. It is the house of transformation and rebirth. So you're going to be taking a very deep look inside of where you need to change in those areas. And the full moon for you is in your 6th house. That's work and help. So maybe it's time to schedule those doctor's appointments you haven't done, or make sure you finally clean up that mess in your house that you've been looking at. Now, Leo, the new moon for you is in your 10th house of career. So now you want to be envisioning what you want from your next career step. What's your plan? What do you want to see happening? What's your brand? What do you want to put out there for the next 6 months? And your Pluto is in retrograde in your 7th house of committed relationships. So for you, you'll be looking at your business partners, your romantic partners. What do you need? Are you in line with the right people? Now, we're not saying make a move, but you're going to be looking at what those mean to you and what you need in your life. And the full moon for you is in your 5th house of romance and creativity, but it's also the house of children. Sometimes you get news around the full moon about children. And it is a great time for artists and talented people to show their talents to the world. Now, Virgo, your new moon is in your 9th house. travel, study, publishing. You want to plan that great, fabulous trip? You've been thinking about taking that class? Now is the time. Pluto, for you, is retrograding in your sixth house. Now, that's health, work, your daily life. So, Virgos, you really need to take a look at, are you taking care of yourself? Are you organizing your life? You need to transform in those areas. And if you need help, start making those plans. And the full moon is in your house of home and family, so that might trigger some ideas of moving. Or somebody might decide they're moving in with you. So there could be changes in that area. Now, Libra, the new moon for you is in your eighth house. Very close, intimate relationships. Maybe you want to take something to the new level. It's also investments and joint ventures. Time to make good plans for that. But your Pluto is retrograding in your house of romance. So you're going to be looking at your love life. What works for you? Who's in your life for love? Who's not in your life? Now, Pluto also represents power struggles. So how does that play in your romance life? What do you need to look at there? And the full moon for you is in your third house. Communication, siblings, your neighborhood, they're all in play in the full moon. Something could pop up for you in any one of those areas. Now, Scorpio, your new moon is in your seventh house of committed relationships. So for you, you're planning, what do you want in that area for the next 6 months? Maybe you're thinking about a new business partnership. Maybe you're thinking about walking down the aisle. Now, Pluto, it's retrograding in your house of home and family. So for you, what haven't you been paying to attention in your family? What do you need to change about who you are? What healing needs to go on in your home? And the full moon is in your second house of finances. So maybe something gets settled around the full moon. Maybe you finally get that money or that promotion comes through. Or what have you been working on the last 6 months? Now, Sag, the new moon's in your sixth house, work, health, everyday life. So look at your health routines, plan how you want to get your house in ship shape. Pluto's retrograding in your third house. So for you, that's communication. So it's time for you to reflect. How do you communicate in the world? Maybe you need to study something new. It's also siblings and your neighborhood. So it's the close world around you. And the full moon is in your first house. So for you, look at your passions, your projects. What's going to launch on the full moon? What have you been working on? Capricorn, the new moon's in your fifth house. Children, romance. What are you looking for in that area? Thinking about expanding your family? Or maybe how are you going to display your talents in the world? And your Pluto is in your second house of money and finances. You need to readdress your feelings about money and security. You need to make sure the way you make money aligns with your values. And the full moon is in your 12th house of healing, meditation, closures. Something needs to be released that you've been working on, so just listen to your gut. And Aquarius, the new moon in your home and family house. So what changes in the home are you planning? And maybe it is time to plan that renovation or move. Your Pluto is retrograding in your first house. So for you, this retrograde is about you. What are you here to do in the world? Those folks are questioning, why am I here? Where do I want to put my energy? So Aquarians are going to be looking at that. Now, your full moon is in the 11th house. So teamwork could come to fruition. Or maybe a new tech launch is going on. Or new friends might come into your life. And Pisces, the new moon for you is in your third house. Communications, collaborations, new projects. It's siblings. What's going to change in your relationships with your brothers and sisters over the next 6 months or in community involvement? And Pluto's retrograding in your 12th house. So for you, it's a very internal time for healing of your deep-seated fears. So focus on meditating, Pisces, through this time. Listen to your gut. Things you couldn't ignore before are going to come up. And on the full moon for you, it's in the career. So a promotion, a new job, a change in your role. Something could get triggered for you on the full moon of what you've planned 6 months ago. So, Sarah, this is why everybody's asking all those questions, because when this Pluto retrograde comes in, we're seeking answers in those areas, and it's focusing on where we need to heal so we can move forward.
So we can move forward, and it appears that everyone, all the signs, they all have a decision or a choice. There's some things they have to reflect on over these next 6 months. It seems like what we do in this next month or two is really going to be instrumental in how we are 6 months from now. Is that correct?
Yes, it's all about cycles and what we set in motion. You know, every new moon is our great vision board of what we want to put in motion over the next 6 months. And these energies tell us where in our lives we want to focus those new cycles. And the planets tell us how they're, the signs tell us how they're covered. And the Pluto retrograde is going to change from Aquarius to Capricorn later on in the fall. But it's kicking off now, getting us in tune with time to do some heavy duty work. Time to do the deep work. And as you always say, it doesn't come to us until we're ready and we're able to handle it. So really what we're doing is talking about the areas that we're supposed to be reflecting on so we can grow now and start that journey.
Well, quite the journey it is, and quite the journey it's been. And it's been a journey having you with us, Stacy. We've navigated quite a bit over these past few years that you've been live on the show. And I remember, seems like just yesterday when we were chatting when I was in the car, and we're like, okay, you need to be on the show. And here we are, right, month after month giving this report. But I know, Stacy, that this report is invaluable to our listeners. A lot of them are familiar with their astrological signs, but they don't understand everything that's associated with it and how the planets are really playing in their lives during particular cycles. And we know that you are bringing valuable information to all of our listeners, so we greatly appreciate you. We know it takes quite a bit of time to prepare for the show, so we want to honor you for not just the time you spend with us on air, but the time you spend preparing to share information for each one of these signs so they could have, well, a roadmap to navigate the energies of the planets and as they unfold in front of us. So I just want to let you know from our family of Spiritually Speaking with Sarah just how much we appreciate you.
It is so my pleasure, and I'm honored to be part of your family, and I love that Helena is bringing more astrological information and knowledge to our world here. You know, knowledge is power, and we all bring different information, and we could all use as much free will as we have. We want as much information as well. So it is my honor to come and share it with you, Sarah. So thank
Beautiful.
You.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And we will speak again next month, which will be June, which is our anniversary month. So we're looking forward to celebrating with you through that as well here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. Those of you who want to reach out and connect with Stacy, virtually, you can reach her at destinyinthestars.com, and there you'll find the different charts that she offers and the different information that she can give you regarding who you are according to the planets. So do reach out to Stacy. She's been doing astrology for over 30 years. She is a wealth of wisdom and astrological experience. So go to destinyinthestars.com and reach out to Stacy. Stacy, we bid you farewell for tonight, and I know we will see you again.
Thank you so much, Sarah. See you next month.
See you next month. Bye for now.